12 to 3 with Casey on Algoa FM.
Time for us to get into Algoa Cares. International Nurses Day celebrated around the world every 12th of May, the anniversary of Florence Nightingale's birth. To commemorate this day, today on Algoa Cares, we are urging you to support the Exceptional Nurse Campaign. To bring us closer to the crux of this NPO is Director and Sister Teresa Besson. Welcome to Algoa Cares, Sister.
Thank you so much for having me on your show.
And happy Nurses Day, by the way.
Absolutely. We are so excited and just wanted to say how very, very grateful we are as nurses for the incredible support we've had from you, Algoa FM, and the public. We are just want to say a huge thank you to the public for just encouraging and showing gratitude to the nurses today.
Only a pleasure. Tell us more about your campaign, Exceptional Nurse Campaign. What is it all about?
The Exceptional Nurse Campaign really started about 5 years ago when we became very aware of the critical shortage of professional and specialist nurses in South Africa. And as a group of retired nurses and medical personnel, we decided to start a campaign just to raise awareness for this critical shortage, to really raise the status of the professional nurse, the nurses in our nation, and recruit exceptional young people into this amazing profession.
Mm-hmm. What are some of your main objectives as an NPO?
Well, right now, we are an advocacy, really urging government to increase the national health budget, to improve health service delivery for all, not just those that can afford medical aid, but the public, and to really increase the health budget to open more professional nurse posts and to train thousands of more nurses in the nation.
Well, I've noted in some of your communication you've sent through to us, 50% of nurses in South Africa are over the age of 50 and will be retiring within the next 10 to 15 years. Nurse education institutions in SA are currently only training 3,400 nurses each year, but 9,000 are retiring while exiting the profession or basically passing away. Clearly, there is an imbalance in the amount of nursing, nurses retiring in the next 10, 15 years versus those who are being trained.
That's right. So, in fact, if you do your maths, we are losing an average of about 5,500 nurses a year. We are decreasing in numbers per year in South Africa. And that is the whole purpose of the Exceptional Nurse Campaign, is to sound the alarm bell, mm-hmm. to grab government's attention on the issue. It's not as simple as it sounds. We recognize that as a country, we have huge financial challenges. And in terms of the health budget, there is a massive challenge, but government really needs to find a bunch of money to train more nurses in the nation.
Well, they need to expand on those budgets at the end of the day. You're running a few projects as well. Tell us more about this. What does it entail?
So in the last couple of years, Casey, we've been really creating public awareness on International Nurses Day. Slowly but surely, we've been purchasing these huge banners. And for the month of May, even in Port Elizabeth, I think there are just three up at the Doreen Ginza Hospital, the Livingston Hospital, and the Provincial Hospital, huge banners, and in fact in front of Green Acres that just say, "We honor and value our nurses. Thank you." Some of the banners say, "Hospital heroes work here." So that's the work of the Exceptional Nurse Campaign, just encouraging the public to help us buy these beautiful banners. Then we've also got car magnets that we're putting on the back of staff vehicles all over the nation. We have purchased quite a few thousand of these car magnets that just say, "Save lives, be a nurse." And I want to add here that the public often think nurses really just make beds in hospitals, yeah, and hand out tablets, but they are literally saving lives all over our nation, and we want to create public awareness for this. We have a night run, a whole series in our country in the month of September. Every Saturday night in September, there will be different night runs to honor healthcare workers and nurses, just night run to honor nurses, healthcare workers, and the public can go onto our website, theexceptionalnurse.co.za, and there will be information about our night runs in September.
Well, we'll also upload all those details on our website, algoafm.co.za. We certainly wish you all of the best on your future endeavors, and hopefully the quotas in terms of nurses will be reached, and we're training them, as a matter of fact, and accommodate the shortfall going forward. Thanks for the chat, and enjoy the rest of your International Nurses Day.
And thank you to you for having us on your show. We are incredibly grateful.
Thank you so much.
On air.
On air.
Online.
Online and all over your world.
This is Algoa FM.